Today's daf is daf Samachtet in Masechet Sanhedrin. We're holding now the eighth parak, parak ben Sorer u'Moreh, and we were in the middle of the sugya, the machloket of between Rav Chista and Rabba, as to whether we should darshan the posik legabe ahalacha to teach me a din of a katan that was molid. Rav Chista's chiddush was that we learn out from the ben leish ben the fact that a katan who had a son, that son can never be a ben Sorer u'Moreh, because he isn't an ish, the ish ben. He's a ben ben. Rava said that there's no point in such a limud, because we know from Gezel Ager that a katan is in melech, because it says, beferish ish by Gezel Ager, to teach me that you don't need to be chazer achare katan to know in yesh lo goalim im lav. That was the basic machlokes Rav and Rav Chista. Now, Lamaisa Abaya tried to bring a raya from the din of Shivcha Charufa, where over there we call Biat Katan, Ish Ki Ishkav, from the Vav, Ve'ish, even a Katan. And there it says specifically Shichvat Zera, which implies that it would be possible for a Katan not only to achieve Bia, but to achieve Shichvat Zera. And the Gemara answered that that doesn't prove anything, because there can be Shichvat Zera without there being Yazid. There's no maturity of the sperm cells. That's what we were up to. We're now going to see whether there are alternative riots from here. Asks the Gemara today, one third down, V'hatana devei Rabbi Yishmael, ben v'lo av. Tana devei Rabbi Yishmael is b'dayik from the posik, ben Sorer u'Moreh, that he cannot be an av. So that means that what he's saying is that if the child that is being brought to court here is a ben Sorer u'Moreh, that he's already a father, that he cannot be called a ben Sorer u'Moreh, because he's old enough to be a father himself. So now, how in the world is it possible, if you hold of Rabba, that holds that a child can't impregnate successfully a woman, how could he have a child? I mean, tell me what the case is. I mean, you try to tell me the case is that maybe he had already reached puberty. So he impregnated this woman the moment that he became now a gadol. And now he's still within the period in which he's a ben Sorer u'Moreh, between Hava'at Shtei Sa'arot and between Hakafat Zakan, like the Mishnah gives this year. So maybe there was long enough for the child to be born, and now he's a daddy. So, Hechidom, if that's what you think, this is Ilema, the Aber Batari Yat Shtei Sa'arot. So now what happens is he impregnates a woman when he already has two Sa'arot, which wouldn't be a stira to Rabba. And now the child is born before it's a lekev zakan, and that means that he has still theoretically the ability to be a ben Sorer u'Moreh, but he's taken out only because of the pasuk ben v'lo'av. That would imply that there's enough time between the shear of bringing shtei sa'arot ha'kafat zakan tachton of 9 months or whatever, 7 months to have a baby. Problem is, mi'ika sheot kulehai, is that period indeed long enough to have a successful pregnancy? Because Omer of Krosfadoi, ko yamav shel ben Sorer u'Moreh, the entire period of the ben Sorer u'Moreh is maximum of 3 months. And we'll see later on the makor of all of this, but it's only shlosha chodeshim bilvad. So in 3 months, he couldn't have impregnated and brought to conclusion the pregnancy of this woman. So therefore, you see clearly that the only meaning to the drush of the Tanit of Rabbi Shmuel must be Elala, that he was me'aber mikamikaleite shtei sa'arot, which is exactly what Rav Chista is saying, that a katan can certainly impregnate a woman, and that's what happened over here, and now the baby was born, olid mikame de lakiv zakan, so he's still within that short period of his ben Sorer u'Moreh time, the 3 months, v'shma mina katan molid. So you see for the Tanit of Rabbi Shmuel that the pasuk is good for coming to talk about a case where a child was melid and is now a father during the period in which he's being brought to court as a ben Sorer u'Moreh. Says the Gemara, no, absolutely not. Leon di aber bater de aite shtei sarot. And the olid was bater to dakiv zakan. Why are you making so many assumptions? You're asking for a kruz fadoi. That's making the assumption that the baby needs to be born already. How do you know that that's what Rabbi Yishmael meant? To go kasha to Rabbi Kruz Vadoi. Is that a problem? When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he explained the drasha more clearly. He said that Amri ben Maharofa, when it says ben Sereru More, it's ben velo av, not literally av, but ben velo haraui likroto av. As a matter of fact, that's the whole makar. Because since it takes 3 months for a pregnancy to become noticeable, so once this child now has impregnated this woman, so his friends are calling him daddy. Because, yeah, look at this, his girlfriend is pregnant. But that they only know after 3 months. And since the Torah now is excluding someone who's roy to be an av, so that means that it's good for 3 months. Gufa. Omer of Kruz Vadoi, Omer of Shabtai. And by the way, because it was a mimer of Reb Shabtai, some actually put in before when we first brought it. Omer of Kruz Vadoi, Omer of Shabtai. Doesn't make sense. That was quoted wrongly before. Koyamav Shoben Sorero More, Inu Ela Shlosha Chodeshim Bilvat. That the entire period is 3 months. And this gufa we see right here from the pasuk. Doesn't the Mishnah say, Mishiavish Te Sarot Vachi Akiv Zakan? I mean, why doesn't it just give the shear of 3 months? And here it's mashma, it could be any time. No. It's a question of what comes first. That's the point. What the Mishnah is saying is that the shear physically is indeed Hikiv Zakan. So at that point, he's no longer a ben. At that point, he's Gvurator Shel Ish, as Tosis puts it. So Hikiv Zakan, Alpha Gavdolo Molo Shel Shachotashim. Not necessarily does he have to have 3 months from puberty. And the other way around, however, once it's Molo Shel Shachotashim, so at that point, he's Roy Lekroto Av. And at that point, he's now not going to be a Ben Sorer Moreh because of the other issue, because of the posik. So either shear, whichever comes first, Avgad Lo Yikif, is sufficient. Therefore, there's no contradiction between the Mishnah shear, which is, if that comes first, Takafat HaZakan, or the 3 months of Reb Kruz Vadoi and Reb Shabtai, if that comes first. Yosef Reb Yaakov and Arpakot Kameda Ravina. So Reb Yaakov and Arpakot were sitting in front of Ravina, and he was saying over Mishmei the Ravuna B'Rei of Yeshua that, you know, you see a very interesting halacha from here, because what he's saying is that Ro'ui Likroto Av, in order for his friends to know that he got his girlfriend pregnant, it takes 3 months. But Lamaisa, remember that in those days, there was a common pregnancy that was came to term at 7 months. That's about Shema. And if that would be the case, if we prorate the amount of time that's necessary in terms of fetal development for the woman to be noticeably pregnant, it would be just 2 1/3 months. So how do we get the shear of 3 months? The pasuk is talking about someone who's roy likroto av. So then it would be roy likroto av. So then why did Rav Kruz Vadoi come up with 3 months? Must be because what Rav Kruz Vadoi is saying is that indeed fetal development is not prorated, and that it still takes 3 months, and that the difference between a 7-month pregnancy and a 9-month pregnancy takes place later in the the more rapid development of usable systems towards the end of the pregnancy.
Couldn't it be after Roe that Roe
for
9 months?
We'll see. Shema minam Rav Kruz Vadoi Reb Shabtai, Yoledet Leshiv'a in Ubra Nikar Leshlishyabeah. Because if you're going to say that it's always a question of 1/3 of the time that it takes to complete the fetus is the time that it becomes noticeable, then why to be ro'uili kroto av would we need 3 chodashim? It would be sufficient to be betray v'tilta sagi. 2 1/3 months would be 1/3 of the 7-month pregnancy. And therefore, that would have to be the shear of the ben sorer moreh, maximal, whichever comes first. It may very well be that he's not commenting on the physical facts, but as Katja suggested, Zil Bataruba, he's learning that the shiur that the Torah is providing is the pasuk means for you to take the normative pregnancy. The gestation is usually 9 months, and it's 3 months. Therefore, to be ro'ui lekroto, he's saying, but I mean, there are those rare occasions where gestation is. Okay, but we're not talking about that. The Torah is talking about ro'. So they sent this back to Ravuna B'Rei de Rav Yehoshua, the response of Ravina. That he says, well, it's no right from there that Rav Kruz Vadoi holds. I mean, that you see from there that it's not prorated. It is prorated, but we go basarov. So he responded, Ravuna B'Rei de Rav Yehoshua, what? B'dinei nefashot, we go basarov. That makes no sense. HaTorah amra v'shaftu ha'edah. She's supposed to look at every possible option to save a guy's life. So then that means when now this Ben Sorer Umoreh is brought to court, and now it's 2 1/3 months after the onset of his puberty, so now he should be able to get off the hook by saying, who's to say that the meaning of the Loa Ro'i L'Kroto Av is Shalosha Chodashim? Since it happens 2 1/3 months, so therefore he can't be Mechayev me. And you're telling me we wouldn't accept a Taina like that in order to be Mechayev Mitzilo Aida? The Torah is ready to entertain any type of schut. So they sent that message back to Ravina, who had said that what it was that Ravuna Breder of Yeshua had said wasn't a raya. Now he's coming to attack Ravina, it was a raya. And Ravina said, it's ridiculous. Of course we go according to the law. But they didn't fashad law as in about the Aruba. It depends what is the salient facts of the case or what are the givens. The givens, we always go basaro, vatnan. I mean, we just had this sugya. Echad omer b'shnayim v'chodesh, v'echad omer b'shlosh v'chodesh, edutan kayemet. So we're ready now to convict a murderer, even though the edut is edut mukheshet, because one says it took place on the 2nd of the month, one says it takes place on the 3rd of the month, and we explain away the hakasha by saying that zeinu yodea, for heaven's sakes, if you're going to tell me that you can't rely on a rov, so the defendant can easily say, I understand the basis of edut mukreshet, you're going to be mechayev me. So what are we going to tell him? Well, most people make, most people, I'm telling that these people are most people, and they're makish each other. Elalav, I mean, the only reason that we could possibly have said in the Mishnah we're saying on Edus that is openly makish must be Mishnah Mina Zil Basa Ruba. And Ruba de Inchi Avdi de Tobi Bur de Archa. So that is a given. Once it's a given, it's no longer part of the Vitzil Eidah. It's just the assumptions that are made about the givens against which the case is measured. And that, of course, is the issue over here, is the Shaila of Loa Ro'i L'Kroto Av, is that a given backdrop to the nature of a shear of how long we can actually be Koveya him as a Ben Sorer Umoreh, which case it's certainly no different than just defying the fact that we have Eidus. Or is it meant to be a specific description of him as an individual? If it's meant to be a description of him, so then it's a salient feature. And then, of course, we don't go Basar Rov. Omrev Yomei Midifti. Well, I mean, clearly Ravina is right about the fact that we will be Seimech HaRov to establish that type of thing. That's a Ferish Mishnah. And we've just discussed this Mishnah. Bat Shalosh Shanim, the Yom Echad. So once a woman is 3 years old, so now we say she is completely Ru'uyilabia. So she's Mitkadeshet Bivi. Obviously, it's a problem with the Kinyan, but if her father gives her over now for Kedushin, so then she would be Mitkadeshet Bivia. Vimbala Yavam Kan'a, if it was a case of Yibum, her husband dies, now he has full kinyanim in her, and Chayavin Ala Mishum Eshetish, you would be Chayav on her as an Eshetish, Matami Et Bo'ala, and intercourse with her is completely defined as sleeping with Anita, if she's Matami, so you'd be Matami Bo'ala, to give him the dinner, being Matami Mishkaf Tachton, with the same halach of Elyon Shelzov, which means a Rishon Tumah, not an Avatumah, and a princess of a pea, and Niseit the Kohen, if she would go and get married to a Kohen as a 3-year-old, that her father was Bekabel Kedushin, Ochelet Betrumah, she would be considered to be Kinyan Kaspo, and Baal Echad Min Apsulin, if she sleeps with someone who apostles her, so then she would be Psula Min Akuna for the rest of her life. And if any arayot would sleep with her, so he would be chayev mita. She, of course, would be petura, because she is a katana. But the point is, of this Mishnah, that we will make an assumption that she is an eshetish, and we'll kill a guy based on that assumption. Now, why should we make such an assumption? What if it turns out a few, 10 years from now, whenever the case, however old she was, 5 years from now, turns out she's an Ionis. Now, we didn't notice it at the time when she was so young. And we normally assume that a person wouldn't want to give Kedusha to an Ionis. So you say, forget about it. The whole thing was a mistake. I assumed that she would be mature normally. Now it turns out that she's sterile and we would never marry such a woman. So it turns out to be Kedushay Ta'ut. So now you're going to say, well, but that doesn't matter because most women are not Ilonites. So therefore you'll kill the guy. What do you mean, most women? Therefore you'll kill the guy. So how can you kill the guy? Unless you're telling me that in order to establish the backdrop against which we measure the case, the assumptions are perfectly natural to take, and we will not utilize Vitzilo Eida to attack underlying assumptions. Those are the givens. So a rove is a given. No, that's not a raya to what Ravina is saying. My chayev aleha diktani korban. Maybe when it says that you're chayev aleha, it means you're chayev a korban. But ain't a chinami if it would come to be tzilo eida. So for a korban, we rely a korban chatas. You didn't realize she was married. But if to bring a carbon, we rely on Rov. Of course, that doesn't prove that against Vitzilo Eida, we rely on Rov. So you can't bring a Raya from here to Ravina. So I said, well, I understand. Did you not read the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Mumatina Yada, and you're telling me to bring a carbon. It says, we'll kill the Boel. No, that's talking about if the Boel is her father. In other words, if it's a relative, not coming to be Chayev on her because of the marriage, but being mechayev on her because she is old enough to have intercourse, and he is a relative, and therefore there's two different pieces to the Mishnah. There's the question of kiddushin; that's one issue. Then there's the issue of kol arayot, im ba'alecha b'kol arayot. That means the arayot that don't require her to be married. Ain't nothing on me. Requiring her to be married is always a suffix. Maybe she's an Islandist. It was a kosher kiddushin. We're not talking about that case. What do you mean not talking about that case? I mean, the Mishnah puts it all together. It says, Imbala Echad Bikol Arayot. How are you? That means her father-in-law sleeps with her? Another person that's not her husband sleeps with her? That's not part of the Arayot? How can you be Mechayev her father-in-law? She doesn't have a father-in-law, maybe. Maybe she's an Islandist. What do you mean, else Asians should be Mechayev her? Maybe she's not an Asian. You're right. Okay. But there's a simple explanation. Maybe the only case the Mishnah is talking about is where the person who was Makadisher, where the father accepted Kedushin, said Beferish, that I love her, I don't care, if she turns out to be an Islandist, I want her under any and all circumstances. I mean, we're just looking to establish what it means to be 3 years old. The possible implications. What's an afkamina? The real case is irrelevant, but the possible implications are, she could be an Eishes Ish, without any sphakis. Because in a case where the guy said, even if she's an Islandist, I want him, good, that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell you. That in such a case, we don't have any other issues. I mean, the Mishnah always reduces things to laboratory, where you remove all of the non-relevant points. So forget about the Islandist issue. Either we are Sermach on the Rov, if you're not Sermach on the Rov, it's talking about a case where the guy said, but that's not what we're coming to discuss here. So Mimela, we don't have now any Raya to Ravina. What's that? No, we're trying to find over here without any, you know. Remember, we pointed out that there's really subtle differences between the backdrop and the salient points of the case. So that you really need to, in order to address Ravina as being true against the Taina of Ein Seimchen al Arayv, in this case, you need to bring a Raya from a case where it would apply to the person. That we don't have. We just have the general thing that it's not considered to be akasha of the months of the year. That has nothing to do with this particular case. So we're trying to zero in on the specific right. Tana Rabbana. So let's take a look here at the implications of the following issue, because it seems to run against whatever we've been saying until now. Hamisolelet bivna katan. So here we have a mother who is a little bit too sexy with her little kid. So she's like playing around with him in bed. And accidentally, heraba. So he gets his penis stuck in her for a second. The question is, does that give any halachic implications to her? So Beit Shammai omrim, yes. Paslamanaku, now even though he's a katan, now we'll see what that means. Katan in a moment. And Beit Hillel makshirin. Now, on the surface, it doesn't make any sense. If he's ro'i levia, so then this should be considered to be hara. If he's not, so he's not. I mean, but it depends on how old he is. Where did we ever find a question of machlokas about whether the intent is necessarily for real intercourse or not? That wouldn't be the point. So Amar Rav Chiya b'Reda Rabba bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Chista, some say it was Rav Chista, Amar Zeiri. In any event, clear, let's establish the things that everybody is made it to. Shabiyato Biya. There's no question that if he was already now above 9 years old, so then nobody would be Maksha her, because since he is an Erva on her, and Lamaisa, we have a very, very Chumrah approach to what consists of intercourse when it comes to insertion. So Memela, she is a Zona. I mean, that's the din. If she sleeps with one of the Arayot, I mean, it makes no nafkamina what her intent is and so on. So she would be Chayevet. So that can't be the Machlok. It's everybody, not Chayevet, I mean, but she would have a din of Psul because of Zona. So therefore, that can't be the Machlok. Furthermore, if he is definitely not able now to be defined as having intercourse from the age, so then obviously she would not be a zona. So if he is ben shmone, then ein biyato biya. Then definitely he is not considered even legabi this din of zona to be shayach to zinut. However, there is a fascinating machloket over here. And that is, lo nechleku, the machloket Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, is talking about a child who is 8 years old. Why do we think that 8 years old is some kind of magic number when it comes to the din of posseling her? Because, as we're going to prove, there was a time in human history, which the Torah records, in which boys, father children at the age of 8. And that means that it must at least be possible. Now, there are some Rishonim that, based on this sugya, interrelate the development. We said earlier that there's two completely different issues. There's the question of royal abia, meaning physically. Does such a person have the, not genital capability, but the shear in the Torah, that is viewed as bia? That's one issue. Then there's another issue of whether he has mature sperm. No connection between the two. As a matter of fact, no connections to whether he has any kind of sperm. The Gemara was talking about two separate issues. The Ran suggests, based on this coming sugya, that since all you can prove is that in the Doris Rishonim, they fathered children before 9 years old, what does that prove about bia? Nothing. It only proves that they have viable sperm. That must mean, therefore, kind is the run, that there's an interrelation between the two shiurim. Because otherwise, how can we say just because he has viable sperm, therefore, he's considered to be capable of bia? Maybe it's two different issues. So it must be that they're interrelated. Okay, not everybody holds that. I mean, because, again, the question over here is clearly, anyway, an extension of the halacha of the shiurim. So we're saying, since such a thing were shayach, memela, we should give it a din legabe znus to pasul, which is a tremendous fiddish. On the basis of which, Tosfos on Amud Aleph here suggests, which is unbelievable implications here about the whole thing, that the shear of Godol and Katan was different in the Doros HaRishonim, and that the Chachomim shear of puberty today, in which we relate it to the age of 13, is only a simon, but actually would change according to the normative onset of puberty. That this was not a new shear, but rather it's a way of analyzing the idea of gadlut. Now, this is a lot of problems in the sugya to come, where the Gemara is going to ask from the din of katan v'gadol. We're going to see later on. The Torah has to deal with that, but we'll wait till we get there.
And that could have implications in modern halacha.
It might. I mean, not really, because the Chazanish says the variants are only early. That's the point of Alpayim Torah. Alpayim Torah defines things permanently. That's why he says Legabi Trefus, that it doesn't make changes, even though it's obvious that there are tremendous changes in what's considered to be pathological and what, you know, and in both directions. That nonetheless, we don't, as the Gemara says, V'chila Husevala Trefus about that. Says the Chazanish, why not? What do you mean? What's wrong? If we know, we have evidence, and we have controlled experiments, why can't we be Husevala Trefus? And obviously, according to this Tosfos, we could have. Kedem Matan Torah. The point of Alpayim Torah is that there's no longer development in that. You find the same thing where Chazal say that we define the nature of species as it was at the moment of Matan Torah. So we're not going to take into consideration more sophisticated knowledge. So like the Gemara says, okay, whatever was called an Ezov at that point, where people weren't sufficiently aware of the differences of the subspecies of Ezov, so then that would be just called Ezov, Stam. So you say, but today nobody would call it Ezov Stam. People think he's crazy. There's 963 different types of Ezov. Why wouldn't he have to just, yeah, but at that time there wasn't. So you see that idea the Gemara clearly sees that as a reality beyond the issue of stam, whether you need to have something that's nikir le'inayim to define the halacha. There's also a question of the sophistication of development, not only the sophistication of tools. So the Torah is speaking to a certain level of primitive human, and that's whatever is known, that's it. Because, after all, that's what the Torah is meant to be. It's meant to be an instruction manual for a primitive human. This is what you take, follow this, and you will become really human. That's the Adam Atem. So Mamela, the dim of the Torah divine. Okay, in any event, so getting back to here, assuming now that there would be some connection between the ability to be molid, whether it's as the Ran says or some other element that relates it to Zonah. So that would be the question. Beit Shammai Savri Gamrinan Midorot HaRishonim. And at this point, the Gemara is ready to take for granted that the Dorot HaRishonim had children at 8 years old. We're going to see that the Gemara will then question, how do we know that? Ubeit Hillel Savri Lo Gamrinan Midorot HaRishonim. And that's the Machlokas. Ask the Gemara. The Dorot HaRishonim that we're taking for granted. Why are we taking this for granted? Minalan de'olid, how do we know that 8-year-old men, and we'll see later on that we exclude women from this whole equation, but that 8-year-old men were able to have children? So is it from perhaps the following? Ilema mirichtiv, that when David sent to find out who this beautiful woman was, they told him, Halozot bat sheva, bat Eliam, eshet Uriah hachiti. So now that means that Eliam, her father, if we now trace it back further, it says, Eliam ben Achitophel Agiloni. So that means that Achitophel was the grandfather of bat sheva. Uchtiv. So now let us analyze how old these generations had to be by taking into consideration that Achitophel had to have had sufficient time to have had a son, Eliam, who had to have sufficient time to have a daughter, Bathsheba, who had to have sufficient time to have a son, Shlomo. And only then can we get... Yes.
Or even Yelid earlier.
We'll get to that. Even Yelid earlier. We'll talk about that. But right now we're only talking about Shlomo. And taking all of that into consideration, we will be able to trace the number of years available in Achitophel's total lifetime for being able to have a daughter, Bathsheba, who could have given birth to Shlomo, who was the age he was at the moment that Achitophel committed suicide. If we take into consideration all those points, we discover that we have a maximum of 24 years for 3 generations to be born, which leaves you 8 years old at each point. Okay, now let's just go through the Cheshbon and we'll see how we could figure that out fairly simply. When Shlomo is born, now, 2 years after that, so now Shlomo is now 2 years old, Vayilish Natayim Yamim, so it's 2 years after that, that Vayigo Zizim La'avshalom Bebal Chatzor, and so on, and it's over there that he runs away, Avshalom Barach, after the murder, Vayelech Geshura, and he runs to Geshur, and he stays there 3 years, which means that now Shlomo is 5. At the time that David gives permission for Avshalom to come back home, so he stays in Yerushalayim 2 years. Vayashav Avshalom Yerushalayim shnatayim yamim ufnei hamelech lo ra'ah. So then that means that he's 7 years old. Vayini kates arba'im shana, which is 40 years to the moment of Bakashat HaMalchut, which is where the merit takes place, and now we need to reestablish Malchut as coming from within Yisrael, and therefore we have the whole merit of Avshalom, which destroys the original request for Malchut and makes it needed to be rebuilt. Of course, this Arba'im Shana is not important to us, but it's immediately after those 2 years. So, Vayomer Avshalom al HaMelech, Elchana. So now he starts, talk, gives him this excuse. He wants to go now to Shalem et Nidri in Hebron. And at that point is the merit. And Achitophel gives them the idea of chasing after David. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Hushai Arki the Siyata Deshmaya to take his idea, which allows David to escape, and so on. So here Shlomo now is 7 years old. At that point, Achitophel committed suicide. Because it says, Achitophel, Aki lo nesta atzato, v'echboshet achamor, v'yokom, v'yelach el beito, l'iro, v'yetzav el beito, v'yechanek. Now, how old was Achitophel when he committed suicide? Since it says in the Pasuk that David HaMelech speaks about doing an Achitophel, so he calls them Anshei Domimu Mirma, Lo Yechetzu Yemehem. The Braita says that Koshnotav Shel Doeg, Enan Shloshim V'arba, because a normal lifetime is a B'Shivim Shana, Yemesh Notem Shivim Shana. So since Lo Yechetzu Yemehem, he must have been 34. The fact that Achitophel committed suicide means that he was makdim his death to what was given to him. So therefore, Achitophel must have been 33. So Achitophel in el shloshim v'shalosh. Okay. So kama havilu in total. Tlat in v'tlat. At this point that he's 33 years old, Shlomo, now the son of his granddaughter, is 7. Okay, so now Dal Sheva Davi Shlomo. You're left now with 26 years of his life. So now Pashu Esrim Vashid. Now, since it does take time for pregnancies, so we have to assume that the three pregnancies took 2 years. I mean, even we average them at 8 months. That's 24 months. So take out another 2 years now for the three pregnancies. Because we need now the Eliam, and we need now Batsheva, and we need now Shlomo, even excluding Yeled. Okay, so then that means that we're going to take out the 2 years from the 22 for the pregnancies, and what are you left with? 24. In 24 years of life, there's three generations. Well, if that's the case, that means that each one of the fathers could only have been 8 years old on an average. So if that's the case, it must be that kol chad v'chad ishtakech to kol chad v'chad, you see from here, that each one of them was 8 years old, bitmani olit. I mean, I guess that's what your rai is. I mean, of course, that must be what you're thinking. You know, ilema. In other words, well, of course, that's what everybody was assuming. I mean, when you read through the Tanakh, it was obvious that in your mind, that was what was going on. But that's not a good rai. I knew you were thinking that. But that's not a good rai, you see. Because maybe they were really 9 years old. In which case, we wouldn't have any stira to the current value of 9 for being roi levia. And therefore, we wouldn't have a good explanation for the machlokes, Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, about an 8-year-old. Maybe Dimitar Vayu B'Teisha Olid, and Bat Sheva was only 6. And because we're not talking about the age of a female, we're talking about the age of a male. And anyway, females are always much more rapidly maturing than males. I mean, that's the sheer 3 years old versus the 9 year old. So anyway, an itata is always much healthier than a male. I mean, you know, take a look at their lifetime expectancies, you know, once you get rid of the pregnancies problems. So mishum de itata baria. Everybody knows it's the women who do all the work. The men sit back doing nothing. They carry the water and wash the dishes and so on and so forth. Any man would drop dead after a week. So therefore, it must be that she was able to have children much younger. Teda. Anyway, obviously, because Shlomo isn't her first child. There was Yeled. So anyway, your whole cheshbon doesn't make any sense, unless all along you're taking into consideration that we don't really care how old Batsheva was. So if you don't care how old Batsheva was, take off another couple of years for Batsheva. Make her 5 years old. I don't know. But you certainly can't prove that the boys are 8. Maybe they're 9. Because one of these generations is being figured with a woman, not with a male. So Teda do havi lo v'lad mikor, before Shlomo was born, she already had a successful pregnancy. So, sorry, that's no good. I know where I know it from, of course. It's from here. Elamihach. Ve'ela told Terach, Terach olid, assuming that it's in order. So then Avram, Nochor, and Horam. Okay? Now, since we're probably talking about the same person over here who had the same, I mean, it takes time for the woman to recover from the pregnancy and so on. So if that would be the case, we've got a year between Avram and Nachor. So Avram is 1 year older than Nachor. And Nachor is 1 year older than Haran, which means that Avram is 2 years older than Haran, his brother. Okay. Now, Avram and Nachor go ahead and they get married. Why is that important to us? Because it's there that we're told about Milcah, Bat Haran, Avi Milcah, Avi Yiscah. Why is that important? Because Yiscah is Sora. Okay, so that tells us, Omer B'Yitzchak, Yiscah is Sora. Why is her name called Yiscah? Lomenik Rishma Yiscah, She Socha Beruach HaKodesh. because she was given Ruach HaKodesh to see at great distances, with great perspective, which is the whole issue of a sukkah, of course. V'ayinu v'ktiv kol asher tomar elecha Sara, shema b'kola. Why else would God ever tell a guy to listen to his wife? So it must be because she was talking with Ruach HaKodesh. So every time your wife tells you, I'll tell you this. It always says shema b'kola. But as Rashi says, shema b'kola means to call Ruach HaKodesh, not to listen to your wife. So she saw Chaburuach HaKodesh. I know this. Kol asher tomar elecha Sara, shema b'kola. Davar acher, another reason to call her Yiska, is because she was the object of everyone's discussion. Shakos sachim b'yofya. Everybody is talking about how beautiful she is. Okay. Now, since we have established that Yiska is the daughter of a brother of Avram who is 2 years younger than him, now let's figure this out. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him that he's going to have a son, Yitzchak, it's because he falls down and laughs. And what does he say when he laughs? So it says, Uchtiv, that he says like this, that Vayomer Belibo, Halaven Mea Shana Yivale, Vim Sarah Batish Im Shana Teleid, which means that he's 10 years older. He's gonna be 100 years old, she's gonna be 90 years old. Okay. If he's 10 years older, and he's 2 years older than the brother that fathered Yiska, then his brother was 8 years old. There you go. So it must be that he was approximately 8 years old. And as if we say it wasn't exactly a year and so on and so forth, we can assume it's eight, not less than eight. Maybe there was less time between the various pregnancies, but eight for sure we see, right? So Ishtakach ki olda haran l'sorah bitmani olida. He must have been a father to Sorah when he was 8 years old. But you see, that's not a good proof either. Because you make the assumption that when it gives the order of the brothers, saying first Avram, that Avram was older, just because it says in that order, Holidat Avram Nachor and Haran. But that is a false assumption, because we might, Dilma Avram Zuta de Achuahavin, he may well have been 2 years younger, even, than Haran. And he was the youngest brother. And the only reason he's mentioned first is because Derech Chochmatan Kachashiv Lehu, and we're going to prove that the Torah does this, that it's not interested in chronology, even when it comes to simple biological chronology, which you would think over there for sure, Yesh Mukdam U'Mocher, no, not true. It goes here according to the level of the individual that we're listing. So Avram was the greatest. So he's listed first. I'll prove it to you. I'll prove to you that the Torah definitely will ignore the biological chronology and utilize some other measurement to order things. Because take a look. Noach was 500 years old when he has children for the first time. So, Vayinoach ben Chamesh Meot Shana, Vayoled Loach. Now, let's assume for a moment that this is the correct biological order. Shem, Cham, and Yafet. Okay. Making that assumption, it turns out that Shem is 1 year older than Cham. Cham is 1 year older than Yafet. Nimtza, Shem, Gadom, Yafet, Shtei Shanim. Now, this means that he's approximately 2 years older than his youngest brother, Yefet. Okay, but that doesn't work, you see. Because it says, Noach ben Shesh Miot Shana, when Noach was 600 years old, the Mabul begins. Ma'amabul ayamayam ala aretz. So according to that, Shem is now 100 years old at the time of the Mabul, because Noach was 500 when he fathered Shem, assuming that Shem is the oldest, and Shem is 100 years old when Noach is 600 years old. The problem is that when we discuss Shem, it says, Ela todot Shem, Shem ben Me'at Shana, Vayolet et Arpachshat Shnataim Achar HaMabul. Here it says he's 100 years old, only 2 years after the Mabul. But that's not true, asked the Gemara. If our assumptions are correct that Shem is the oldest brother, Ben Me'ashana, Bar Me'avatartin Shinin Havik. Look, he was 102 years old. That's like the 4 year old saying, no, I'm 4 and a half. I'm really 102. How dare you call me only 100? So, must be therefore, Ella, Derech Chochmatan Kachashiv Lehu. It must be that he's listing them not in the order biologically correct. In which case, same thing might be true of Avram. And therefore there goes our raya. We no longer can prove anything. Because Hachinami derachoch matan kachoshiv lo. Rav Shekana set over this whole fancy raya. Amidah Shvaitzi committed Rav Zvi min Arda to prove that you can show from the Torah that it's derachoch matan. He says, boy, that's an awfully complicated way. I mean, is it fair as your pasek? I told me, Hachamatinito. Anami Hachamatininala. It says beferish, ula shame, it says yulad gam hu. So it says that he was avi ko b'nei Aver, achi Yefet agadol, the brother of the elder Yefet. Maybe the brother of the elder Yefet. Yefet was akatan. So therefore, must be that indeed Yefet was gadol shebe'achav avi. So anyway, that's done with. So we dispense now of two rayas. So why are we assuming, as a davar pashut, that the original generations were capable of fathering children at eight, which then somehow, for some reason, would be Beit Shammai Shita, that it should define the nature of the zonah when it comes to kuhuna? Oh, says the Gemara, Elamin Alan. I'll tell you. It's from here. Ubitzalel ben Uri ben Hur. Levatei Yehuda. So now, let's take a look at the grandpa Hur, who was not exactly an old, white-bearded grandpa when Bezalel was born. And that's what we're going to prove to you. Because it says that Vatomot Azuva. Now we know that Azuva, it says there Vatomot Azuva, Vayikach lo kolay vet Efrat, Vateled lo et Hur. Okay. Now, that means that Ki Ovad, if we first take a look at the age of Bezalel, when he makes the Mishkan. Ki Ovad Bezalel Mishkan, Bar Kama Habi. How old, at a minimum, did he have to be? Bezalel must have been 13 years old, because at the time of the Asiyat HaMishkan, it says, Ish Ish Mimlach Tarsher Hema Osim. Now, Ish means he's already a Godel. So if he's already a Godel, it means he was 13. Now, this is, of course, the problem with Taisus. According to Taisus, if we're going to say that the age of Gadlut changed, so then if the same way that they were capable of having younger children, they were called Ish at a different point. Okay. But in any event, getting back to our sugya here. So Ish Ish Mulach Tarsher Hema Osim. And let's figure out now, how old was Kolev when Bezalel was 13 years old? Well, that's easy enough, because look, Shana Rishona Asam Hashem Mishkan, okay? It was the first year he made the Mishkan. That was the year of Yitziat Mitzrayim, but first year following the Yitziat Mitzrayim, that from that Nisan. And in that year, Bezalel was 13. The next year, he sent the Meraglim. And we happen to know exactly how old Kolev was when he was sent as one of the Meraglim, because he says so later on to Yoshua. So in the second year, Shniya Hekim Mishkan, Vishalach Meraglim. See how great it is that we're doing now. Everything now ties in. It's like the simplest thing in the world. So he tells Yoshua, Uchtiv, in Arbaim Shana Anochi Bishloach Eved, Moshe Eved Hashem, I was 40 years old when I was sent by Moshe as one of the Meraglim. Now I'm 85 years old, because we had the whole kibush. There was the 7 years, then the 7 years, and then the failure, and the next year. And he was upset. He was telling Yoshua, I don't know about you, baby, you seem to have gotten old. I'm still nothing but a youngster. And he goes out and he conquers Hebron and so on. Now, so how old was he at the time? Okay, so he says how old he was. He was 40 years old. If in that year he was 40 years old, then if we take off 14 years for Bezalel, that means 14 years before that. So now we have partial in the second year. How old was he? 40. The second year of Bezalel is 14. Bezalel has to be born, as does now Bezalel's father, Uri. And that means that Hur had partial Esrim Vashita, total of 26 years, even if we ignore the pregnancies, okay? Now, we have to assume that each pregnancy is an average, is 8 months. So now, that would mean that we need now for these three pregnancies, Bezalel's pregnancies, Uri's, the birth of Uri and the birth of Hur. So we need now 24 months. Take off 24 months, you're left with 24 years, which we said before. If you've got to have three births within, the three generations of birth within 24 years, and these are all men, so then we're talking about 8 years old. There's no way out of this one, because there's no women that you can play with. Therefore, it must be that kochad v'chad b'tmani uleid. From here we see that he was no old gray-bearded grandpa at the time that his grandson was born. Everybody agrees to the facts, but the question is whether those facts are going to change halacha of znut.
Okay.
Right, so in other words, the shear, how do we understand the relationship of the shear of 9 years old that's given to us as a royal abia of a male to the fact of being able to conceive a child before that, if that is possible? So in other words, at a time where such a thing is possible, if we would need to redefine what Ruya Levia means, so then that means that there must be at least a potential of viewing this as an act of intercourse even before, in which case that particular case of an aim that's Misolelet Imbna would be enough to passel her for the Kuna. We also darshan Ben Velobat. Tanya Om Rabbi Shimon, Bedinuhu Shitei Bat Ruya Leot Keben Sararumore. Look, if you're talking about human ideas, I mean, who is more likely to cause trouble, a male or a female? Obviously a female, because she's got all this additional sexual attraction where she can go around and give herself over to znut and make money and get involved with the mafia and prostitution and so on and so forth. I mean, so why are we only concerned with drugs? Essentially, Ben Saramoro, we're concerned with drugs. He's going to have a drug habit. He's going to end up killing people to support his habit. Why aren't we concerned with prostitution? The mafia certainly thinks both are very lucrative. So you would think that, I mean, the easiest thing of all is to make a female a Ben Saramoro. And indeed, in terms of our own perceptions, makes more sense that the katana would cause more problems than the katan. Shako Mitsuyin et Sabayaveira. Look, we're not looking over here for logic in this. I mean, the whole idea of the Ben Saru Mora is there to teach something about the nature of obsessive behavior and so on. And apparently, it's coming. I mean, it's interesting. Chazanish says that he doesn't relate it to this sugya, I don't think, of Ben Velobat. But he does write that the Iker, destructive taiva, in terms of what brings a human being down, is eating. So the Zolel Visove that is brought over here, which you would think, I mean, you know, Taiva, I understand, you know, Kina Taiva for COVID. You don't think in terms of food, you think in terms of sex. No. It's what a person is not Marasin, that's more Vachila. He doesn't eat like a man. She loses all sense of discipline in his place in the world. And the truth is, obviously, if you give it backwards, the Makor of sex is eating. In other words, the idea, the whole Eitz Hadaat, which is the creation of the nature of Avera, which afterwards becomes Avera's only Znus, is in terms of Achila. It's such a profound insight that the way that the Torah is focusing, therefore, the male, if there's a direct interest in sex, would be a woman. That's not a Ben Sarah Amora. So, I mean, isn't that the most obsessive behavior? No. Overeating's Anonymous is much, much more powerful than Sex Offenders Anonymous, in the sense that it's much more machshu, most of the population. And it stands at the root. Tell it again, Razanish, that Lamaisa, you see from this Gemara, and you see from the practicalities, that 12-step programs are much more important not for sexual addiction, and much more important for overweight addiction.
It's interesting that the Moshe Rabbeinu was able to attain kapara for Klal Yisrael after the Egel, which was done with Avodah Zarah and Gil Arayos, whereas the Slav was instant death.
The food, the taiva.
The food, the taiva.
Excellent.
It's great. Hotana de Rabbi Yishmael ben velo av hechidam ilay medi avrabot de aitishte sarot vaolid mekamid alechev zakan mi ika shehut kolei hai v'omer of krus vedoy kol yamav shaben sarer more eni vala shlosha kodashim bilvad el alav di avr mekamid alechishte sarot v'olid mekamid alechev zakan shma mina katan molid. What's Rabbi going to do with that? Lo liolam di avr bot de aitishte sarot v'olid Bater the Akiv Zakan. Ay, the Kakasha, what about Rav Kruz Fadoi? Omri Pshaptai. Theater of Dili, Omar, Amri, Bemarova. The point over here is not Ben Veloav. It's Ben Veloav in a sense of Loa Ro'ili Kuroto Av, which means recognizable pregnancies, Gufa. Omar Kruz Fadoi, Omar Pshaptai. Koyam of Shaben Sorero More, Enoela Shlosha, Chodashim Bilvat. Ay, the Anantan, Mishia Vishte Saarod. Va'at she'akif zakan, that's because it's whatever comes first. Hikiv zakan, af agav delo mol, shlosha chodashim, because then he's not a ben. Then he's an ish. And balu shlosha chodashim, af agav delo hikiv, because then he's a royal yotav, and not a ben. There's two different points. Yotiv Rabbi Yaakov bin Harpakot, kamed ravina, B'yati v'kamer b'shmeid l'vun b'reid of Yeshua, Shema mina mid Rebbe Kruzvedoi, Omrib Shabtai. Yoledet l'shiv'a, in ubra nikar l'shlish yameha. The Yisagadet of ubra nikar l'shlish yameha, Lomali shlosha, b'trevet l'tesagya. Omali, why? In the Yolam Emelacha, that actually ubra nikar l'shlish yameha, but the shear is defined by the rov. So they went back and told Ravuna Bereder of Yeshua this time. I said, that's crazy. But in a fashot miyazina bataruba. You're telling me Hatoram Rava Shaftu Aida Vitzilo Aida, and you're saying Zil bataruba. That's Adrua Kamina Ravina. Oh my, well, obviously, but in a fashot we go basaro. Lawazina bataruba. Vatanan. Echadam Rabbi Shnaim Bechodesh Vechadam Rabbi Shlosha. Edutan Kayemet. Shezei yodea biburo shel chodesh vezei no yodea. V'isak adai v'galor min azil bataruba. Neima hani dafka komes hadet. V'akul shihudu makra shea hadadit. El alav mishum de amin azil bataruba. V'ruba de inchi avdi de tobi bura de yarcha. Om rabbi yom emi difse. Yeah, yeah. You can see that from the first Mishnah. Avanan amitanina. Bat shalosh anem yom achad mitkadeshet bivya and gale ayavam kan'a. Chayavim ala mishum eshet ishum etameyet bo'al ala tamim mishkab hatachton keoyot. Niseit lekohen ochelet b'chuma. Ba'alei achad min apisulim pasla min akuna. Lim ba'alei achad mikol ha'arayot ha'amurot b'torah mumatin alea. V'yipturah, of course, is a ketana. And why is any of that true? We should say maybe she's really an island. In which case, adayt adochi lo kodesh, and she's not really an eshet ish. El alav de arminan zil bataruba. And Rov and Hashem are not Islandite, and this applies to her directly. No, maybe Chayavala means korban. It says mumatina yada katani. Well, that's talking about a non-marital erva. Let's say baalea avia. But it says baalea chabikola arayot katani. Yalachma yaskinan, that the kedushin wouldn't have been bottled even if she were an Islandite, because he was kibla aluye. Ton rabbanat hamisolalot bivna katan. Veheeraba. Beit Shammai omri pasamna kuna ubeit Hillel machshirin. Om Rav Chiya bereid Rava bar Nachmin, the Rava bar Nachmini, Om Rav Chista, ve'armel Om Rav Chista Amar Zeiri, hakol moldim beben tesh shanim v'yom echad shebiyato biya. Pachot beben shmona shana ein biyato biya. Lo nech gelo beben shmona. The Beit Shammai sabre gamrina midorot harishonim, ubeit Hillel sabre lo gamrina midorot harishonim. V'dorot harishonim minalan de'oli, ilem imektiv alo zot bat sheva bat eliyam eshet uriah achiti, uchtiv eliyam ben achitofel agiloni, uchtiv ha'ishlach b'yad natan anavim v'ikrat shmo yedidya b'avur Hashem, uchtiv ha'ilu shnatayim yamim v'igozim l'avshalom, uchtiv avshalom barach v'yelch kishura v'yisham shalosh shanim, with the original two, make shalom of five, uchtiv when avshalom came back to Yerushalayim mistet shnatayim yamim, which makes Shlomo 7. And then when David is persuaded to take him back, it says, Vayimi Ketz Arbaim Shana, Vayom Rav Shalom Al HaMelech Elchana, Ashalemet Nigrei Ashenatat HaShebechevron. And at that point, Achitov commit suicide, Achitov Rakilon Yahasta Tzato, Vachboshet Chamaro, Vayok Velech Vato, Veliro, Vaitzavo Bito, Vayechanek. So Shlomo is now 7 years old. And this is his great grandson. Which makes now Taniko Shutav Shadol again Ala Shloshim Arba and makes Achitofel only Shloshim Veshalosh at his death, which means take off the 7 years of Shlomo Pashalu Esrim Veshit. Now it takes time to have all of his children, so assume now 24 months for three pregnancies gives you at least two additional years. So yishtakek t'chol chad v'chad v'tumani ulit. Why? Maybe both males were 9 years old and Bat Sheva was 6 years old. I mean, after all, mishum d'yit t'abariya, by the way, anyway, you're going to have to say something like that because teda, because t'ahavi lavlad mi'ikara in yelet. Elamihach, okay, I give up. So let's try this. Ela told the Terach, Terach olidat Avram, et Nachor, et Haran. Assuming that that's the right order, then Avram is Godel Menachor Shana, Nachor Godel Menachor Shana, Nimtza Avram is Godel Shtei Shanim, Me Haran. Now it says, Vayikach Avram v'Nachor lahem Nashim, and then it says, Shem Eshet Nachor Milka Bataran Avi Milka Vavi Yiska. And Yiska, we know, is Sarah. V'lominik Rishma Yiska Shulcha Baruch HaKodesh. V'hayu Dekhtiv Kol Asher Tomari Lachasra Shema Bakula. And the Dovar Acher Yiska Shakol Sachim Biyofia. Uchtiv vayipol al panav Yitzchak vayomer libo halaven meyash and halaven tishim shana. So that means kama kashish Avram Yisara eser shanim, and he's only 2 years older now, kashish meyavur tartin shanim, which must mean that Haran was 8 years old at the time that Olida. Remind. And the order of Avram and Nachor is all in terms of Chochmatan Kachashivu. Teda de Kachashivu Kroi, Bederech Chochmatan. Dechtivahi Noach ben Chamesh Meot Shana Vyolid Noach et Shem et Cham et Yafet. Assuming that Shem was Gorom Micham Shana and Cham is Gorom Yafet Shana, that would make Shem Gorom Yafet Shtei Shanim. And the problem is that it says Noach ben Shesh Meot Shana Vamabula Yamayim Ala Oret, and yet, although that means 100 years after the birth of Shem, he should be 100 years old, one would think. And yet it says, Eila told that Shem Shem b'miyashana v'yolid et ha-parchshat shnatayim achar ha-marbol. How can you say he was 100 years old when he was really 102? Ela derech chokhmatan kachashva. Chinami derech chokhmatan kachashva. Omrif Kani, and I said over this whole big cheshman, l'kameh deru zvig min ha-arda, he said, boy, that's an awfully big cheshman. It's a simple pasuk. L'shem yilad gamu aviko b'nei ever. Achi yefet agadol. So yefet was the gadol shbecha. Anyway, so that cuts that raya. Elam inolan that they could be 8 years old mihocha. Uftzaleo ben uri ben chur lamate yehuda. Chtivatom otazuva vayikach lo kolavit efrat vateredo et chur. Now, Betzalo, when he made the mishkan, how old was he? Tlesa. And the next year, how old was he? Because it says, Tani Shana Mishana, Asa Moshe Mishkan, Shniyekim Mishkan, Vishalach Meraglim. So he must have been 14. And at that time, his great-grandpa was Ben Arbaim Shana Anochi, Vishalach Moshe, Eved Hashem, Atayne Anochi, Ben Chamesh, Vishmonim Shana. So now, he was 14. Deduct the 14 years from the birth of Betzalel, from the 40 years of his great-grandpa. So, Dal Arbeisar Avi Betzalel, you're left with 26 years, and you gotta take off 8 months, at least average, for pregnancy. So, Dio Tartishni Detlati Bure, you're left now with 3 times 8 is 24 months, 2 years, leaving you 24 years in which to have 3 generations, which only allows the father to be 8 years old. There's shakat kol chad v'chad b'tmani olid. Ben v'lo bat, tanya omer Rabbi Shimon, b'din hu shetei bat ruhiya liyot k'ben tzaru mora. She should be even worse. Shakot mitzuyin etz lo b'yavira, elek zeirat ha-katuvil, ben v'lo bat.